the Rambam in Perek Hey Aloch Aleph of Avodah Yom Kippurim says, "Kol Havodah Sheovid Beberg Lavin Bifneim Beheichal Tzorech Lasos Malseid Shbiyanu." And Reb Chaim in the Chiddush Reb Chaim Levi says, "In Bedayik the Lashon Bifneim Beheichal." That only the avodas, that was called bifnim behechel, in the inner part of the hechel, which means that's from the mizbeach hapnimi v'lefnim, towards the parochus, and in that that's considered fnim, and the seder is ma'akev, and therefore the hazos hapnimios are ma'akev on the seder, but the other hazos on the mizbeach hazov, that seder is not ma'akev because that's not called bifnim. And that the hazos the hazos on the parochus are ma'akev, and because in interpreting this Reb Chaim from the mizbeach hapnimi lefnim is a separate chaloshem mokom as relates to the avodah on Yom Kippurim, as the pasuk says v'yotze el hamizbeach. And the Gemara in Yom Daf Nun Ches explains Mehechen Yotze Milefnim Min HaMizbeach. So you see that on Yom Kippur there's a separate Chal Shem of Ben HaMizbeach and the Parochus. And the Rav said Rav Moshe explained more in the Shittas of Rambam that the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Yud that we see that Yitziyah Derech HaChurav Shmo Yitziyah, because Kohen Gadol, when he would leave the Kodesh Kadoshim, he walked backwards, and this is a chaloshim yitziyah from the Kodesh Kadoshim. So that yitziyah requires derech yitziyah, and even if he's walking backwards, it has a shem yitziyah. And that which where it says yotza ubalo derech knisoso is speaking about the Kodesh Kadoshim. Now, where does it say yitziyah? It's in this pasuk v'yotza el hamizbeach asher lifnei Hashem. So, what is that pasuk, which is in the Heichal? Why does that have to do with Yotza, the Yitzir from the Chutz from the Mizbeach to the Yitzir from Kodesh HaKadoshim? Because as relates to the Yitzir from Kodesh HaKadoshim, it doesn't say Yitzir. The pasuk is written in Vayotza from the Mizbeach. So, Akoch, you have to say that Yitzir min mizbeach milifnim is like a kiyum of Kodesh Kadoshim, and that mokum on Yom Kippurim is a separate chaloshem mokum and relates to the Kodesh Kadoshim, and is considered like kibifnim, at least as relates to the Avodas Hayom. If you look in the Rambam in Perek Dalid Halacha Beis of from Avodas Yom Kippurim, he says, V'achakach notel dam ha'pami al hakan umazim menu al parochus kineged ha'oven. So the Rambam says that the hazor on Yom Kippur has to be kineged ha'oven, and that may be that's a special loch on Yom Kippur, because as we said, there's a separate chaloshem mokum of lifnei min mizbeach, and therefore those hazors on the parochus are kiyum of lifnei v'lifnim then kodesh kadoshim, and those have to be done Dafka ben habadim kineged ha'oren. However, other hazors, for example, par helm dover shel tzibur, does not require necessarily that it should be kineged habadim, and because the Rambam in Perek Hei from Ma'aseh Karbonos, he just says sheva hazors al haparochus, but doesn't mention that it should be kineged ha'oren. And the pshat in that is, as we said, is because Yom Kippur there's a separate chal shem mokum as relates to chal shem shov that's lefnim minim mizbeach, and that's because it's a kiyum of lefnai v'lefnim of the kodesh kadoshim, and that's why that hazor has to be kineged ha'oven. Masha enkein other hazors, for example, the hazor of the parhelm dover shel tzibur, that just has to be on the parochus generally, but not necessarily kineged ha'oren. And it, beyond that, we see the Rav said that in the halacha parochus itself, there are two halachas. One halacha of the parochus is that the halachas is the mechitza between the kodesh and the kodesh kadoshim, between the heichal and the and Lifnayv Lifnim in the Kodesh Kadoshim. As the Rama says by Hazos of Pahel and Dover, Ala Pavochis Hamavdelis ben Hakodesh for Kodesh Kadoshim. But there's another halach of Pavochis, that Pavochis is a kiyum in the Oren HaKodesh. As it says, V'chises ha'oven, that the Pavochis is relates to the oven. And proof to that is, you see during the Nesiyas HaMachanos, I actually mentioned this right above, that when the Kelim, the oven was covered by the Pavochis. And that's a key in Oren, and that's why we have in our shuls that we put the Pavochis directly on the Oren HaKodesh, because it's not just that the Pavochis is a mechitza between the Hechel and the Kodesh Kadoshim, but it's also a separate kiyum and relates to the Oren, and therefore the Hazos on the Pavochis on Yom Kippur, who are kiyum of Hazos Lefnai Lefnim, and Hazos of the related to the Oren, and therefore those Hazos had to be Davke Keneged Oren.